Today we welcome our listeners in Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas on 92.3 KSAR. Folks there may know of a town called Powhatan, a once thriving city, now mostly a ghost town. However, its buildings have been restored and the stories of its glory days still abound. We head to the place where the Delta meets the Ozarks on this edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and people are always asking me, do you really travel to all of those places on the American countryside? The answer is yes. And right now at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find our latest article, 7 Fantastic Free Family Getaways. It's a collection of 7 of my favorite places a family can visit for free. Plus, at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find all of our past features, books, CDs, and much more. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and listen to our broadcasts right here. Experience America. It's all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can get away from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As Steve Saunders explains, Powhatan was once a very important city in a very large county.
Lawrence County was formed January the 15th, 1815. And so it was most of North Arkansas and a pretty good chunk of southern Missouri, about 35 miles into Missouri.
29 counties in Arkansas and 13 in Missouri were eventually carved from that one huge county. Steamboats traveled to this inland town on the Black River. Those boats hauled troops for both sides.
It was mentioned several times at the end of the war that when they got to Powhatan, the place was deserted. It wasn't really deserted. It's just that they knew that the troops were coming, and they gathered all the chickens and the cattle and the grain and all their food, you know, and they took it out into the county somewhere and hid it.
In 1888, a courthouse was built here. It still stands.
The brick from this building was actually fired right here in town. Back in those days, you didn't order brick from somewhere and have it shipped in. You ordered the brickmaker, and he came in and found a source of clay.
500 people once lived in Powhatan.
In the 2000 census, there were only 50 people in Powhatan. So what happened to it? Well, remember, we said this was a steamboat town. And in 1884, the railroad went through, but it didn't come through Powhatan.
The rails went through Black Rock, although Powhatan remained the county seat until the 1960s. Today, the town is a state historic site. Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com and Powhatan, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.